Accepting the morals of children used to be against the law. Now it's being mandated in all California schools.
All California schools are mandated to teach children to admire and celebrate homosexuality.
A tidal wave of immorality is about to hit public schools in California, and it will affect the entire nation. This is Bob Boyd.
And Jerry Boyd.
This is Issues in Education. In January, SB 48 will be implemented in all California public schools. What does this mean?
Children as young as 6 years old will be taught to admire homosexuality and same-sex marriage.
Children will be taught to support the political activism of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender groups.
Parents have no rights to opt their children out of this new core curriculum.
The time has come for those who call themselves Christians to make a choice. If you choose to turn your children over to the state public school system, you will see them learn everything that your Christian faith opposes. Our guest is Randy Thomason of SaveCalifornia.com.
Randy, what will SB 48 mean for parents and children?
Well, Bob and Jerry, it means come January, there will be in-your-face direct role models. We're talking homosexual, bisexual, cross-dressing, sex change role models, which will be held up for all children as young as kindergarten without parental opt-out. It means that California government schools are now sexual indoctrination centers.
Okay, I don't understand, who are role models, history class or what?
The bill, which is a law now, says children in all instruction in social sciences must learn about, and you can put in the word admire, quote, the role and contributions of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender Americans, end quote. So there it is in black and white. Come January, the supplemental materials will be done in all California government school districts. So how will these role models, this positive portrayal of homosexuality, how will this be promoted? Well, it'll be promoted through homosexual biographies, classroom discussions, essays, outside speakers, videos, dramas. I mean, you name it, it's going to come in. So this is a big green light to tell children, these are not mere lifestyles. These are natural. These are good. These are maybe even for you. It is really training children with a lie. Male homosexuality is the most unhealthy lifestyle that you can have, with the highest rates of HIV/AIDS and the highest rate per group for all the other sexually transmitted diseases. Go to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and you'll see that well over three quarters HIV transmissions are through homosexuality and bisexuality.
Okay, Randy, let me understand this. Does this mean then that SB 48 will indoctrinate kids? It's really propaganda, holding up figures in history like Abe Lincoln being a closet homosexual, Eleanor Roosevelt, even the Apostle Paul, saying that these role models are really closet homosexuals to affirm the students' homosexuality.
Right. They'll say that people who were not homosexual are homosexual, but they'll hold up Harvey Milk, the late homosexual activist from San Francisco. They'll hold up Elton John, who has attacked marriage, attacked the Boy Scouts.
So what they're doing is they're desensitizing these young little minds, they're confusing them, and they aren't emotionally ready to receive and process this kind of information. It seems like a form of child abuse.
You're right, and every mother listening should be Mama Grizzly Bear when it comes to their child being targeted for this mental molestation. Children's brains are not actually fully developed until they're adults. You can see study after study finding that children do not have the reasoning ability to make wise decisions. This is why we don't let children drive cars. We don't let children get married. We don't let children vote. This is insane to say then that children can say yes to these sexual behaviors, these sexual philosophies, when the same government school is telling them, don't smoke, don't do drugs, and don't drive drunk. It's absolute insanity what they're telling kids.
A lot of naive parents send their kids to these public schools because they think they go to English class to learn about English, right? And yet they're going to be homosexual men come into English class to talk explicitly about their sexual identity and about how fun being a homosexual is. I mean, they're really deceiving a lot of parents to think that school is just school. just learning the facts.
Right. The public school that you went to as a child is no longer there. It really isn't. I went through government school. My mother was a public school teacher. My grandmother was a public school teacher. But the school that I attended is no longer there. It may look like it's there, but inside is dumbed down academics. The sexual agenda is going full throttle. You cannot talk about Jesus or even God creating the world. That's not allowed. Kids are not even learning to read. 76% of fourth graders in California government schools cannot even read proficiently.
Isn't that something, though? They aren't learning how to read. They have low academic performance. They have terrible peer pressure. Yet, they are learning about homosexuality. I mean, they're spending so much time with these social issues trying to indoctrinate our kids. And another thing that concerns me is that these children that are Christian are often bullied and silenced for having Christian views in regards to homosexuality.
Mm-hmm. There was another law called AB9, and it actually is going to write up anybody on campus who says homosexuality is not something they support or they oppose it or they think it's unhealthy or they say it's unnatural. They get written up as hate speech. This is the beginnings of persecution. We have been saying for 4 years now to protect your children, get your children out of the government schools, not simply because of now 8 homosexual, bisexual, transsexual indoctrination mandates without any parental opt-out for children as young as kindergarten, but also for the negative peer pressure. I mean, kids are being shown naked pictures of each other on the phone. Pornography is running rampant. There is drug use going on. Do I want the best for my child? If you answer yes, you have to say, well, then I want them to have the best education that I can provide. And you can't just say, it's got to be the local government school. How bad does it have to get? If somebody was planning to molest your child, you would do anything to rescue your child from that threat. You've got to take it that seriously because you've only got a short time with your own children, and the government school is teaching your children values that go against God, that go against family values.
Parents really need to take this very seriously. California has 8 state laws. That's the law promoting homosexuality, bisexuality, and transsexuality to children as young as kindergarten with no parental opt-out. Parents have only one shot, one chance of raising a child to be godly. When you put them into a sexual indoctrination center, how can you expect them to come out lily white? If you put white gloves on and put it in the mud, guess what's going to happen to those white gloves?
So many parents think, well, not with my child. My child's good. Well, look, a child is basically impressionable. It even happens to the most Christian pro-family families. I know of a mother telling the kids that homosexuality is not natural. The boy goes into the government schools. When he's in high school, he comes back, and one day he tells his father and mother to their face that they are bigots because they do not see homosexuality as acceptable. Where did he learn to reverse? He spent more time getting the lies in the government school system that it actually trampled the truth that he was told at home. More hours at school, more influence there, defeated the truth at home because there was a lot less time spent telling him the truth.
What's so alarming is these young children from kindergarten, let's emphasize kindergarten, first grade, these are little lambs, just vulnerable little lambs. They should not be exposed to all the sex, homosexuality, bisexual, transsexual, cross-dressing. They shouldn't even be bothered with this. We want them pure, their minds to remain pure. And what they're doing is they're just making their minds impure.
Yeah, SB 48 is just the tip of the iceberg. There's these new health standards, quote-unquote, teach children as young as fifth grade any consensual sex, any behavior sexually, is safe, quote-unquote, as long as you, quote, protect yourself with a condom. So anything goes. It's a tidal wave of sexual indoctrination. And if you love your child, you've got to take this very seriously. And please, take action to rescue your child.
Absolutely. What's it going to take? Jesus himself said, if anyone causes one of these little ones who believes in me to sin, it would be better for that person to have a millstone hung around their neck and drowned in the sea. And it's not just sex, because they're going to develop other negative habits like lying, cussing, cheating, pornography, smoking, drugs, alcohol, and violence. There is a tremendous danger for children to go to these sexual indoctrination centers.
Yes, children in government schools are much more likely to have bad behavior because they have negative peer pressure. So if your child is going to be turned into a liberal social experiment, get out of the government schools. Don't hand your son or daughter over to those that would lead them astray. Get them into the safe havens of homeschooling or church school. Homeschooling is 2 to 3 hours even a day, not of teaching. Mommy, you don't have to do the teaching, you just do the facilitating. The curriculum is so good, it does the teaching. You simply got to love your child and have a little bit of patience, and you'll grow in maturity as you give your child the very best, and the best family bonding is through homeschooling.
Well, it just makes you wonder, how much worse does it have to get before parents really have to stand back and reassess? It's almost like they need to be transformed because we're conformed to the world, and they're so used to sending the children to public school year after year after year.
Yeah, we have to actually get radical and say, what is healthy? What is good? What is going to produce a more adults. See, for Christians, you should have the goal of producing a better adult in your child than you are as an adult. You need to produce a generation that is actually better and more excellent morally than your generation. And you can't do that by sticking them in the government school. You just can't.
How much worse does it have to get before you, the parent, or you, the pastor, intervene? If a speeding car was on a collision course with your child, wouldn't you do all you could do to rescue them? And what if you found out somebody was planning to sexually molest your child? Nothing could stop you from rescuing your child. Think about it. If we're so concerned about the physical safety of children, why wouldn't we also protect their mental, emotional, and spiritual safety? When we realize what is coming for these children, and they have been given warning right here on this program, and if they continue to put these kids in these schools, you reap what you sow.
Yeah, think like someone who wants to love and obey Jesus by loving your children and giving them what Jesus gave to you, sacrificial love. You need to actually not see children as uncomfortably in my way. You've got to love and have faith in God, and you can truly rescue your child from the corrupt government school system.
We're to follow after peace and holiness, without which no one will see God. So we want to raise kids that understand this and transform their minds. But in public school, holiness? That's a joke.
Look in the Bible and see God desires holy children in Christian families. Or you can ignore that and you can just say, well, I'll see how well my kids turn out. And then when you fail, when your children are backtalking, when they are experimenting with bad habits, and you just shake your head and you say, well, I did the best I can. No, you didn't do the best you could. You actually advocated your position as a parent. You let someone else be the shepherd of your child, and you refuse to be a shepherd because you only have one shot at your children. It's too late for them.
How much worse does it have to get before parents intervene? If you put them in a school that teaches them to sin, that drives them away from Christ. Churches reach out to adults, and then they send their kids to an atheist indoctrination center. Only 6% of those who ever receive Christ do so before the age of 20. So is it any wonder 90% of the kids that go to public schools from Christian families lose their faith?
But what about the 6%?
Only 6% of kids will receive Christ after age 20.
After age 20, yeah.
We also are making it very clear to parents, your child is guaranteed homosexual, bisexual, transsexual indoctrination, certainly in California, certainly in Massachusetts, Illinois, and in more and more states. The pro-abortion indoctrination, confidential abortion referrals without parental consent, condom and birth control pills, that kind of distribution, no parental consent, no teaching of children how to truly avoid STDs. In California, abstinence-only education, which works, is prohibited. See, the reason that California, the reason that America is going down as a nation is because people have forgotten the great gift of God that started this country. And when you forget the gift of God, obviously you're going to miss out on the gift of God. And that's why I believe that God is not blessing America, because people who call themselves Christians have redefined goodness and redefined godliness, and they are suffering for it.
Many people in this country don't realize that God judged Sodom and Gomorrah, two cities, with fire and brimstone. He buried the whole city, killed everybody in it except for Lot and his kids. His wife turned back and she went with him. But they don't know the lessons from the Bible to help us not go that way again. How much worse is it going to get? California is really the standard for textbook writers. So as California goes, so go the textbooks for the rest of the nation. There are societal consequences to what's happening in California for the whole nation.
And Bob, those textbooks, when they're printed with these homosexual marriage role models, those textbooks are going to be sold in every state. It's horrifying the way we're going. We're becoming a pagan society because people who call themselves Christian are being unchristian in raising their own children because they're sticking them in the government school. They're not producing excellent children that way. They're not producing children that are red hot for Jesus that way. You've got to analyze your own self because you are primarily responsible for your children's outcome. So I believe in God's schools and I believe in the devil's schools. And I don't think Christians, if you're a true Christian, you will put your child in the devil's schools. I will be that strong in my statement.
That is strong, Randy. And we appreciate your efforts here to try to save the children and save this country. The kids are being used as cannon fodder, as pawns in a game to change culture. They're being used by the devil, frankly.
Yeah. 9 years ago, Dr. James Dobson said on the radio, quote, "In the state of California, if I had a child there, I wouldn't put the youngster in a public school. I think it's time to get our kids out." That was Dr. Dobson 9 years ago. John Dewey, one of the fathers, if you will, of modern public education, he said, quote, "I believe that public education is the fundamental method of social progress." You got to think socialism there. John Dewey also said, "There is no God and there is no soul. There is no room for fixed or moral absolutes," end quote. And one of the fathers of the modern public education system, John Dewey, if he could see it, he would be seeing his dream come true. God has been kicked out, and we have social engineering, sexual indoctrination, pulling children away from their parents, and parents, Christian parents, saying, "Well, we have no other option." I'm sorry, you do have options. You can do what's right before the Lord. No one is making you put your child in the government school. That's just a bad habit that you've gotten used to.
And if you can read a TV guide, you can homeschool. Working parents are homeschooling. Single moms are homeschooling. Go to your pastor and see if there's a room that can be rented out and go together with other parents that want to homeschool. I mean, where there's a will, there's a way.
I want to call on pastors. Pastors, rescue children. Rescue children in your congregation. Use a classroom and make school there. Use the homeschool curriculum from Alpha Omega Publishers or from Christian Liberty Academy. They'll set it up. There's some other curriculum publishers that will do the same. And you make a low-cost church school and you rescue children in your congregation. You rescue children in your community. Serve the Lord by rescuing children. See, the liberals know this. The homosexual activists know this. You go after the kids. Whoever influences the next generation controls the country.
And I think, Randy, what you said is excellent. And I think if people that are belonging to the church, especially, and that have kids, if they start putting the pressure on these pastors and really show an interest, then I think we could see a change.
Absolutely. If I were a pastor and I had an empty classroom in the church building, I could make one phone call to Alpha Omega Publishers, and he would set us all up. I would put out the word in the congregation. We'd get it set up so you could have a room of 20 kids, all at different grades, and give your child a good Christian education. Challenge your pastor to rescue children and see if he's a man of God. Say, let's make our buildings a little dirtier for the Lord.
Absolutely. And so the question remains then, what will parents and grandparents do about SB 48 that mandates homosexual role models for children as young as kindergarten? What more could they do? This is it. And as you read Romans 12, it says, "Therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy to you, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices." See things from God's perspective. Begin to renew your mind. Get the children out of these cesspools and into a godly environment where they can actually become Christians.
Well said. We've got a special website set up for parents called RescueYourChild.com. Takes you through the steps, how to rescue your child. Parents, Christians should not say can't. You should not imagine failure. You should imagine success. You've got an opportunity, but mostly a duty from the Lord Himself, which says throughout Scripture that parents are to shepherd and teach their children so that they grow up to be excellent moral people who are lights for the Lord instead of becoming complacent or mediocre at best.
We want to raise our children to realize how holy God is and how horrible sin is, and try to keep them from going on a perverted path, a path that's going to lead them to destruction and a lot of unnecessary heartache.
Yeah, let me just say again what is coming in January. California government school districts must, I repeat, must implement SB 48. Every single government school district in California are under the following orders. One, textbooks and instructional materials must positively promote, quote, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender Americans as role models. Two, children as young as 6 years old will be taught to admire homosexuality, same-sex marriages, transsexuality. That's cross-dressing and sex change operations. Three, children will be taught to support the political activism of the so-called lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender political groups. Number four, teachers will be made to positively portray all of these lifestyles, because to be silent can bring the charge of promoting a discriminatory bias. Those are both no-nos in SB 48. Likewise, five, school board members will be required to select textbooks and other instructional materials that positively portray all of these unnatural and unhealthy lifestyles. Number six, parents will not be notified, nor will they be able to exempt their children from this new core curriculum. The only way you can exempt your children from SB 48 and the whole raft of other sexual indoctrination laws, brainwashing laws, to exempt them, you have to exempt them from the entire government school system.
Well, what you just read to me is the demise of this country.
Oh.
This is a death knell for this country. Oh. Once you take these little lambs and lead them to the slaughter, they're going to become total pagans. And the scripture, Proverbs 24:11, rescue those being led away to death. Hold back those staggering towards slaughter. If you say, we knew nothing about this. You heard this program, didn't you? Does not he who weighs the heart perceive it? Does not he who guards your life know it? He will repay each person according to what he has done. So there it is, folks. We're living in Sodom and Gomorrah right now.
Oh, Randy.
Yeah, and we deceive ourselves. Even Christian parents are raising liberal children. They're raising children to basically hate God's word and to believe in lies. And the way they're doing that is by letting their children go to the government schools and see what the entertainment media is feeding them. Those two forces are even turning children from Christian families to liberal and against God.
Oh, 90% of Christian children that go to public school leave the faith. 90%.
All right, Randy, for people who want to get more information, give them a website, a phone number, and any concluding comments?
Well, just visit our website, SaveCalifornia.com. SaveCalifornia.com. Whether you're in California or outside, sign up for email updates, because we are informing parents everywhere what they should do on a multitude of issues. And we're inviting parents to seriously, not just consider, but plan to go into homeschooling or a solid church school, because that is the only place where you can raise morally excellent children. You have to wake up and choose healthy, good Christian education for your children. If you can read a TV guide, you can homeschool. And grandparents, if you volunteer to homeschool, again, you don't have to be the teacher. You just be the facilitator. You'll have more time with your grandkids. I'll also say what Joshua told the children of Israel. Choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. For me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So when you say you love your children, act it out by rescuing them from those who would lead them into immorality. The parents are both the problem and the solution. You have the power. You have the choice. You need to take that choice to go and rescue your children and make sure they're raised up to love the Lord.
Our guest Randy Thomason of SaveCalifornia.com said, Christian parents may not realize it, but they are raising little liberal atheists, pro-homosexuals, for the state by allowing the state to indoctrinate them into a totally secular, anti-Christian worldview. Parents have the most to lose, their children. This is the time to begin planning to homeschool your child.
This is the time for godly pastors to open their churches Monday through Friday to do as Jesus told Peter, feed his sheep, Teach the children.
And he tells pastors today, feed my sheep. If sheep get fed just on Sunday morning, they starve. They need food Monday through Friday. The body of Christ is equipped with teachers. We have the buildings, we have the children, we have the teachers. All we need is to put our faith into specific action steps beginning right now. Rescue Jesus' little lambs who are being led away to Satan's spiritual slaughterhouse. May God help us if you don't do your part.
If you would like a CD copy of today's program, please ask for number 1234, Lambs to the Slaughter. That's number 1234, Lambs to the Slaughter. You can order a CD copy of this program from our website. Our website is issuesineducation.org. That's issuesineducation.org. Or you can call us at 928-776-0000. That's 928-776-0000. From 2 Corinthians 6, verse 17. Come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord.